We're back with Stephanie Shostak. Let me ask you this. What sort of things can you say to actors who are just starting out and have accent and dialect issues that they want to deal with? What kind of things can you tell them that can be of use to them?
This is what I used to do. I remember I was telling you earlier when I started doing this, I would Google and look for actors who have accents to try to see if they would talk about this. So thank you for doing this because I think it's very helpful. But I think the first thing is find a dialect coach. And so you can identify, somebody points out the sounds that you're not doing right. And then, but then understand that eventually this is going to be your own process. Mm-hmm. And the way you just have to be open. There's a lot of it is technique. We've worked together. We've realized how a K is formed differently in French and in American. Mm. How a T, how the tongue is different for the L in French and in American. So that's very technical. But then there's also for me stuff that's more feeling, being connected to the ground and pulling it from the ground and having a relaxed tongue in the middle. And then characters, even just symbols of the character that having present in my mind, and that's going to affect how the sound comes out.
Yes, yes.
And I mean, so everybody, I'm sure, has different ways of doing it. And just know that you're not following anybody else's recipe.
Wow, that's incredible. I got to tell you, as a dialect coach, it's so great when you're working with somebody who ends up teaching you based on the process that they go through. That's one of the wonderful things about it. And you're certainly in that category for me. What are some of the challenges ahead? You're working on the show now. And so what kind of things would you at some point like to do, having to do maybe with language or different characters? You ever thought about that?
Yeah, I would love to just, I personally would love to just be able to turn it on, go into an interview to meet somebody and just be my American self. That's a big challenge because I never want to be fake when I meet people, you know, when you go into a studio office and you meet somebody you know it's for an American role. And it's like, oh, I wish I could just be myself, but with an American accent. And I realized, no, I have to create a character that's myself. And so that's something I would like to. We started working on it a while back and then stuff happened. So I sort of didn't pursue it. But that's something I'd like to do. And yeah, and for this show, they actually, the pilot was an all-American. We really had the American accent. And then as they got to know me, they said, you know what? We actually like if here and there there's stuff that comes out. We're not concerned about it. We think it makes your character more interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's changed now for this mm-hmm. show. Mm-hmm. I would love to, you know, do a whole movie with a hard-on American accent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really great to hear you talk about the character aspect of it. I mean, I'm really getting that sense that whatever you do, technical or otherwise, it's all about the character. It's character driven.
Yeah.
Have you done much French language work?
Never.
And would you like to?
Yes. Yes, it's very interesting. No matter, I'm completely fluent and I don't think in French and translate. I dream in English. Mm. And yet, I did an American movie where I played a French woman. And so it wasn't a French movie, but it was acting in French.
That was in The Devil Wears Prada.
No, The Devil Wears Prada, I spoke English with a very French accent. But it's a beautiful movie called Eavesdrop. And I actually speak in French. There's a table of people and they're French and yeah. I'm play this agent and I'm speaking French. And the freedom, I found stuff accessible to me that are not there in English. And I guess there's the way I could metaphor would be the well is much deeper in French. It was a, you know, to me, she was a Parisian woman. And I know a lot more about these little things that are here and there. And I guess it's not instinctive when I play an American character. Or,
yes.
Yeah, it's limiting a little bit. So
yes.
I would love to do a French movie.
What can you talk anything about what seems to be happening here in America about this explosion in stories from different cultures and characters who have these multinational shadings? There seems to be a lot more of that in American television, particularly, than there has been in the past. Have you noticed that?
Well, I hear it, but I don't really notice. I don't really notice anybody on TV that has, I mean, you know, there's a lot of English actors, Australian actors who are doing great American accents, but I guess Modern Family has probably something you wouldn't have seen, but I hope it happens more. I mean, you walk all over the place and that's what you hear. People speak differently. People have come from different places.
Yeah.
And yeah, my dad's American. I was born with an American passport. I am American. I've lived here over 20 years. And
Yeah. Now, you're a big golfer.
Yeah.
Is culturally, is golf the same here as it is in Europe?
No, I think, I mean, again, I left France a long time ago, but I think it's much more an elitist sport in France than it is here. It's more accessible. It's more relaxed. There was less public courses back when I was there in France than there are here.
Mm-hmm.
And people have, I don't know, but when I played in France also, I was very competitive. So all I knew was tournament playing and it was a very serious thing. Then I came here and after college, I played with people to relax. So that's my perception of it too.
Yes. And what do you say when your ball goes awry in French?
Ah, merde. Ah, putain.
Is there an equivalent of four?
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't make sense. Attention! And like, you don't have time to.
But do you, when you warn somebody about their ball, do you call out, attention?
Well, yeah, there's no expression. In my dad, who's American, it would drive him crazy because he would say, four! And then nobody would know what he's meant. But he's like, if you, by the time you're done saying attention, the ball's hit the person. Like, they don't have an expression here to.
Wonderful. Well, look, thank you so much for coming and talking to us and being on the podcast, and it's really been wonderful. I hope you can come back. There's tons of stuff that we could continue to explore, and I could talk to you all day. And best of luck on your new show.
Thank you. I'd love to come back. I love to talk about this, and thank you for all that you do to help me.
Fantastic. Stephanie Shostak.